Side lessons for the late Parshas Vayishlach. I want to dedicate this year, and I've recognized the fact that I believe we're in year number 9. I've been doing this for 9 years, lessons from the Lave. It's very hard to somebody who doesn't have a great memory. I had to go back and listen to each of them to make sure this vort was not. I had two vorts that I thought of. Both of them had been said already, so I had to research this again. And for the last 9 years, and this is very strange, or 8 of those years, I should say, my grandfather's yurtzeit was always Parshas Vayishlach. I don't know if that comes out that way. But this Tuesday night, we commemorate the yurtzeit of my grandfather, Yaakov Yitzchak ben Nachman Dov, Rabbi Dr. Jacob I. Hartstein, who was one of the founders of Yeshiva University, who changed it from college to university, who really was a model Jew, someone we should certainly, his namesake of Yaakov Avinu, would be very happy with, living in the society of Golos and really showing what it is to be a proud Jew. So we dedicate the shir L'Zecher Nishmasa. The big fight in our parsha between Sarosha Esav, and if you think about it for a moment, I was just thinking about this morning, that you know, it's really funny because we're introduced to Yaakov Avinu as Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. And like when you think about it, Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, you think about the Yeshiva Bachar, who's like so weak, Nebuch. You know, he's this little guy. You can like, you know, if you cut him off on the highway, you're not fair. There's going to be no road rage. He's going to be like, you know, Shkoyach, you know, like, ah. This is Yaakov Avinu. And his father clearly doesn't even believe in him because he wants Esav to have the bracha because of that strength part. And we see in last week's parasha, right, or yesterday's parasha, we see how he comes to the Be'er and all these Ro'etzon are just standing there. They're like, we can't get this off. We can't get this off together. And he's like, I'll do it. I think Rashi says he takes it off like a cork on a bottle. Like it comes right off. Strong guy. And then he gets into a fight in this week's parasha. And this is really interesting, the fight, because if you think about it, he was, Baruch Hashem, he had quite many children. And we know how his sons are very strong, because unfortunately we learn about the incident of Dina, where they go into a town and kill everyone. So why didn't he tell those sons to come with him, right? And we see that, no. Dafka the Psukim tell us that he goes by himself. The Niskov, Hashem Levadu, he decides to go. And because he forgot, maybe we'll have time to discuss what exactly he forgot, Pachim Kitanim. And he goes by himself, Vayuvak Yishimo, Adalos HaShachar. So it could be that he knew it was going to be dangerous. And he didn't want his sons to go there. And obviously, it could be that he didn't want his sons to go there because he had a feeling there would be some sort of incident that was about to happen. Rashi comments at the end of this whole incident, when the sun is about to come up and the malach has to leave. Vayishal Yaakov bayomar, Hegida na shimcha bayomar lama ze tishal. What are you asking me my name for? I'm not going to tell you my name. Now, this is interesting because we actually learn about names of malachim. We know this. We say it every night in Kriyat Shema. We know Michael, Gavriel, Raphael. We know names. So it's not a bad question. Rashi says, Lama zeh tishal? Why did he ask? Ein lanu shem kavua. Don't you know, Yaakov, the wisest of all men, that we don't have a definitive name? Every single task that we have, God names us something else. So now I'm going to heal somebody, so they call me Raphael now. But that's not my mahut, that's not who I am. You have a name. Right? There are no names when it comes to malacha. Okay, good. Number one. So some of the mefarshim on this idea, and we'll get to, I hope, a very important point in a moment, is as follows. The Rashi says his piece, as we just said. And the Hay McDover comments. Yodua Shemos HaMalachim. Eino El Lafi Kochamu Pulosam. He understood, Yaakov, that they have names. L'fikocham pulatam shlezenit sar liolam. The imkain ratzel adat. Who are you? I know the names. Who do you define yourself as? Because now I'll know who I'm fighting. I'll know who, right? Because we understood that this either was a real fight or a fake fight. I mean, one has to think that it was a real fight because for the rest of his life, he would be hurt. He would have a limp. Till today, we don't even get Hanasha because of that. So one has to think there was something real about this fight. And, you know, like a, excuse me, I don't know much about the world of fighting, but what is it called? MME? What's that? MMA. So when a rabbi said, and you all believe me and think I don't know, and then the show's like, I never watched. What are you talking about? I don't know who these people are. Who's this? What's his name? Rogan? I don't know. Joe Rogan? I don't know. You see? Good, good. Seth Rogan? Is that his name? Okay, fine. Yeah, good, good, good. Oh, rabbi, you're so smart. Okay, good. Bakiyas for the wrong things. Okay. So, but he wanted to know his mahus. He knew the names of the malachim. He wasn't asking a stupid question. And the malach was answering, saying, I can't tell you who I am. So we have to understand what that means. I think Dover says, who are you? If you're the one I'm fighting, quote unquote, Sorel Shel Esav, who are you? Beautiful. That's what I need to know. So that's the Ein Migdover. So he expounds on what Rashi just told us and says, it's not as simple as we just said. It's much more than that. Fine. So then we see that the Sfarno, Hegidana Shimcha, Hamor al Sartecha, the al Paul Ham Nimshach Mimeno, Shijeshit Bonin Ma. He says, you need to describe yourself to me. Because I want to know, this will enable me to understand why you attacked me in the first place. And I could do the proper tshuva, because clearly we only have bad things happen to us because of our own sins. Says the Sfarno, how can I do tshuva if I don't know what my sin was? So two similar answers. Again, expanding all upon this Rashi, which is a Midrash, by the way. Which is, he wasn't asking his name, Stam. He knew the names. He says, but what, who? Ah, I'll understand. Once you tell me your name, I'll tell you who you are. Finally, not finally, we'll have a lot to say. The Chassam Sofer says, very interesting. We're talking about names here. Why? Because this is going to be the part where he says, what does he say to him? Give me a bracha. We don't know what that bracha is, but he changes his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. Very interesting. This is not, if I may, unlike the Chassam Sofer. Yaakov Yisrael, Begematria, Kara Satan. Right? To kill the Satan. Kara Zar Dinenu. Rip it up. Shehu Sham Hamisugal Levatela Chitzoinim. Ulakach Omer Hasar Shel Esav. Shehu Makar Chitzoinim. He says, don't you get who I am? He did tell him one thing important. Sarah Shalisa. I'm the Sata. L'chein Omar. So he tells him, I'm to get rid of all the Chitzonius. Chitzonius we would call the Gashmius. Lo yikra oid shimcha Yaakov ki im Yisrael. Yisrael levad. Shal yi yayocha levad al Chitzonim. V'aval Hashem Yisbarach ha shimcha Yaakov. He needed both names. I mean, please correct me if I'm wrong here. But who has two names? It's very interesting. When Avram, God himself says, I'm changing your name to Avraham, right? We actually have, the Gemara tells us, you're not allowed to say the word Avram. We say it in Vayevarach David to say his name to change. You're not allowed to call him Avram. His name is Avraham. It's a question about people whose name are Avram without the head. Avraham. Nobody called her Sarai after. Sarah. All of a sudden, Yaakov, for the rest of the parashas, are called Yaakov. Says the Chassam Sofer Chiddush Nifla, because he needed both the Yaakov and the Yisrael. He needed both of those powers, if you will, in order to kill Kara et HaSatan. Okay. That's a lot of Torah until now. But now let's delve into it. One of my favorite Sfarim, somebody asked me the Shabbos, I had wonderful, wonderful students over. Sorry, it wasn't you. And that's why they were wonderful. And so They asked me, they had a lot of questions, these guys. They were Shanabek guys. They had more clothes, but they asked questions. So one of the guys said to me, what's your favorite Perush on the Torah? I said, lessons from the Leif. No, I'm kidding. Okay, sorry about that. So I said, I don't know. It's a good question. And now I didn't have a lot of time to think about it. It's like, you can't say like a Zera Shimshon, and my wife said, oh, Zera Shimshon, you love Zera, we call him all the time. It's Zera Shimshon. It's actually one of my, one of the shirim that I taught, this stopped years ago. It used to be that they had Hakaros HaToyev, they knew that I came in, and I was teaching for but a measly Cook Zero. And they bought me once a Tiferes Shimshon, because I had quoted it a lot apparently that year, and they bought me a Tiferes Shimshon. So the Tiferes Shimshon, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, unfortunately died very, very, relatively very young in the car in Nebuch, a terrible car accident. He had been in a terrible car accident before, and he spoke about safety in the Nebuch. So he says this following. He quotes the Rashi. The Malachim, Eim Shem Kavua. The Umat Zot, Kasher Hamalach, Birechet Yaakov, Lo Yaakov Yomar Shimcha Kiyim Yisrael. He says, let's look very carefully into this Sarul Shel Esav. Yaakov says, Ein Lecha Shem? He goes, I'm teaching you a very important lesson. And maybe, this is my chiddush, maybe that was the bracha that he was given. We don't know the bracha that Yaakov got. Maybe this was the bracha. The bracha was, I want to teach you a lesson you're going to take for your life. The Sarul Shel Esav was what we, you can call it whatever you want, Yetzirah, whatever it might be. Shemo Mishtana Min Hazman. He was teaching him an important lesson and say, Pab Karuli Avodah Zarah. There was a time where they called me the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, we have a very hard time understanding, right? Walking down the street, you see a big fat Buddha. And you go, oh God, I can't. How can I not bow down? Buddha. You know, like, no, we don't. Well, we don't think about it at all. Why? Because the Gemara says that Shachtu is a Yetzirah, Shel Avodah Zarah. The Achakach, very interesting how the Zera Shimshon says this. There was another one, and the Satan was called philosophy. Now, the Rambam Baruch Hashem used it in a gorgeous way, where he includes it in many of his writings. But philosophy, Nebuch, put a lot of people off the Derech. The reformism of the time. Aval Dabar Chalof Avramin HaYamim. Philosophy, nobody cares about philosophy. Behem Shechagia Haskala. Right? You got to be smart. The times where we're right before Chanukah. The Yevanim wanted to take away from us. They said, doesn't make sense. Judaism doesn't make sense. Mila? You're going to do that to a baby? Right? Nowadays, Nebuch, I don't want to think what's going to happen in years from now. You have to let the baby choose. Right? You can't do it on 8 days. You have to give him a chance. You know, when he's 8 years old, he can say, first of all, I identify myself as a boy, so I want a bris mila. Right? That's where we're headed here. Haskalah. Yeah, Haskalah stopped. Then there was communism, right? Whatever you want to go down the line. All these things try to take out, if you want to call them the Yetzer of the generation. Ha'etzem, what we call the Samach Mem, Samal. Ella, Shemideh Kamazman, Hu Machlif. He was giving him a Chiddush Nifli. He says, that you shouldn't know my name. Because if you know my name, then you're going to think that's the thing you have to get rid of. No! It changes all the time! The Yetzirah is such an amazing, I'm sorry to say, mind, because sometimes he'll literally deal with you in the opposite way. You wake up in the morning and go, oh, I can't believe I woke up. Awesome. I'm actually going to come on time to Minyan. And then all of a sudden the Yetzirah gets into your mind and says, you're going to go to Minyan? Look at you. Let's be honest. Sheer bet. What time did you come yesterday, Joshua? You so firm? What did you spend your whole Shabbos doing? Nothing important. Yeah, give him 15 minutes. And you're like, ah, okay. He's your buddy. He's saying, come on. And then sometimes the Yetzer would be like, it's raining. You're going to go, raining? Raining? Right? He'll say, you're a nothing, you're a nobody. And then he'll say, ah, you're the greatest guy in the world. You're the top guy in sheer bet. So you don't have to show up at 8 o'clock. The top guy doesn't have to show up at 8 o'clock. Show up at your shtabach. Show you're a man. What? Can you imagine? That's the idea. Aval himshech hamalach v'omer korim Yaakov v'Yisrael kach korim yato v'yadoylam af pam shimcha lo yachid. He says, you're different. Your Mahus is your name. Over Shabbos, what I said on Friday night, I spoke in place of Rav Bagno. Nobody could replace him. In Shul. So he spoke about the importance of names. Moshe Feinstein is a tshuva about names, Jewish names, non-Jewish names. How do we deal with them? Farsha Weiss has a different approach. He says, but your name is your Mahut. Hayetzahara shel hayom hu oto yetzahara shel pam. Yetzahara is the same. But Kamosha Tkufa Haskalah, Hayetzahara is a Kali Sol. He says, yeah, it changes all the time. Sometimes it's Haskalah, sometimes it's a Vodazara, sometimes it's so and so. Kach hayom. Hayom yesh yetzahara ledavar macherim. Right? If I were to tell somebody 20 years ago that we would be addicted to our phones. Right? I was just telling someone about it's like I make myself feel so old. Not many years ago. We're married 24 years. We didn't have phones. My first baby, I would go out to learn at nights without a phone, Rabbi. I didn't have a phone. My wife had the number of the base medrash, I was learning it. And then at some point in my office, they had, I don't know, we were drug dealers. They had beepers. I don't know if you know what beepers are. They had beepers. I said, can I borrow a beeper for a few weeks? My wife has a baby. And I would never use it ever. But when you, I don't know, this thing was the weirdest thing. That was like the technology of the day. You would wear this thing and you would be able to call a number and the call it would beep, 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 beep. And you would look on the thing and it would have one, you could have one line message. Baby, now. You know, like something like that. We didn't have. Now, mama, she hates horror. We're addicted to it. It makes us not learn. It makes us not go to minyan. It makes us kill our davening because we have to check our phones during davening. Rahman al-Islam. That's Shemo Yetzahara. Changes all the time. Machlif. The Mahut. But we, Rabbi Yisai, don't change. And we have to recognize this. Rabbi Meir of Aaron Soloveitchik, which I've spoken out, one of my favorite Dvar Torahs of his, it says that the Midrash says that the Sarah Shal Eifzav look like two different people. One was an arch enemy. An arch enemy. Right? I told you this last week. I didn't tell you guys this. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you guys this. I spoke to somebody from my room about Shirim, about Chukos HaGoyim last week, as we spoke about. And I was surprised to hear that some of the guys raised their hand and said they're not so sure they'll wear a yarmulke in university. They're scared. They're scared. Why are they scared? Because some people come out straight out and they tell you, I hate you. I'm going to kill you. You're wearing a yarmulke? Oh, you're my challenge. That was one Sarah Shal Eisav. Says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the other Sarah Shal Eisav, according to the Medrash, was a scholar. So Rav Aaron says, how can it be two? He says, that's the Yetzer of Eisav. Sometimes the Eisav is the Nazis. They tell you straight, you know exactly what you're dealing with. Go to the other side of the street. This is not a good situation. But maybe even worse are the ones that put their arm around you. The Yevonim that say, come on! What, you can't go to a dinner? You can't go? You can't come? I'll order Mahachim food. Remember the Megillah? They're sitting at the Suda commemorating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and that it won't be rebuilt. Kalim Shoinim, they losing the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and the Jews are there. Oh, Baruch Hashem, they have a Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, but that's Eda Charedus of Paras HaMada. You know? Shkoyach. Rabbi Yisai, that's the challenge. That's the challenge of the Hanukkah challenge. It's a famous question that's asked. Why did he go back, Yaakov Avinu? Sukkim tell us he had pachim kitanim, little jugs. He's one of the richest people in the world. What are you going to tell me? Rav Hartzian is Jew. You know, Jew goes back for everything. Chas v'shalom. He was realized. I spoke out this morning in this morning's lessons from the Leah that Yaakov's definition, the Rambam calls him Yaakov HaTzadik, because he was so makbid with his money and other people's money. Lavan did horrible things to him. He was a swindler. He still worked as hard as he could. He talks about how careful we have to be when we work, not to cheat our employer. Yaakov HaTzadik, as the Rambam writes, recognizes that everything comes from Hashem. And even Pachim Kitanim, I'm going to be Chas. He was Mahajim and a Mahajim, if you will. And he said, this doesn't belong to me. The Rabbanu Shalom gave it to me. I can't just let it be Bal Tashras and let it go away. Ah, what does Pachim Kitanim remind us of, Rabbi Yisai? Another Pachim Kitanim. The Pach Shemen that they found in the Beis HaMikdash when they rededicated it. Rabbi Yisai, a terrible time of Hellenists, of people who unfortunately, we're sucked in by the Yetzirah of the time, by the Sorosh Shel Esav that put his arm around us, not the Sorosh Shel Esav of the time of Paros HaMadai. Laharug L'Habe, they showed their face, the Hamans of the world. All of a sudden, all these Goyim that were in Paros HaMadai be like, yeah, we'll do that. We'll kill the Jews too. It wasn't just the Nazis. It was all of Poland. Poland, all of a sudden, they started... Your neighbor all of a sudden hated your guts and wanted to kill you. They would be moister to them and said, yeah, I know they're living in the basement. There's a room underneath that, because they hated Jews. What happens? There's a glimmer of hope. Yevanim nikvitzu alai v'zmei chashmonayim. The chashmonayim come and they say, we want to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. So they take some wood and they build this makeshift menorah, except they have one problem. They don't have oil. Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? It's not a problem. Gemara tells us, to Mahutra B'tzibur. Everybody was tummy in that time. Nebuch. So you could use regular oil. They say, no. That's the Yetzirah talk. The Yetzirah is the one that's talking. They says, yeah, technically, you could daven in this minyan. But what are you doing? What are you doing? You're going to the 22-minute minyan? Well, they call it the matzah minyan, 18 minutes. the matzah minyan. You don't have to do that. You return home, you say, no. I know it's a little bit annoying, but I'm going to go to this. I know across the street from my house is the minyan, but a few blocks away, that's a minyan. It takes a little bit longer. The Jews of the time, the Chashmonim, say, no. We're going to dedicate the Beis HaMikdash. We will want to use real oil. And what do they find? A pach. It's funny because nowadays, what's pach? Pach is the garbage. Tazaruk etzera pach. So look, they find the nothing. And they see it has the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It's still sealed. That was the miracle. The miracle of Chanukah is in the darkness of everything. In the Yaakov Avinu time, the Golus. The middle of the winter, if you will. That's the time that we say, we have to rededicate ourselves. We don't ask the name of the... We don't know what the Yetzirah is of the time, but we're going to win. Chanukah is such an amazing holiday because it teaches us the Mahajim and the Hajim nature that we have to have. And that comes from Yaakov Avinu, and that comes from Yisrael. But there's a koyach here, and we'll end with this koyach. The koyach of Lau, I don't know why we don't do this anymore, but there would be a trip. I haven't been on trips, but I know that at least 2 years in a row I went on the trip to Tel Aviv. It was a great trip. It showed the beauty of the city, modern city, the Borsa, everything going on there, and the Jewishness of it. Tel Aviv was the city in the Hakamas HaMedina. It's where the Declaration of Independence was signed, Dafka before Shkia, so that on Friday they davened in the Beit Knesset HaGadol. We met Rav, the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, was the chief rabbi of Israel, Yisrael Meir Lau, and he told this for twice, so I have to tell it over again. So he says, why does it say Yisrael? His name is Yisrael. It's interesting because Yisrael is our definition. We're called Israel is Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael. Toiris Yisrael. Chachmas Yisrael. Yisrael is really our definition of who we are. He says, why? So he tells a great story. He says, a guy's on a bus, and he's a very religious-looking gentleman, and he's sitting next to somebody seemingly with a lot of, I don't know what they're called, falafels or whatever, on their jacket. He's in the police force, an important guy. And he says to the chassid, he goes, no, what are you sitting and learning? He's learning Torah. He says, teach me something. He goes, teach you something. He says, look on your thing. It says your name, and on top of it, what does it say? Mishteret Yisrael. Ma machut shel hamila Yisrael? He says, I don't know. He says, Yisrael stands for all of the ovos and mimos. Al titosh toris yivecha. The yud is for Yaakov. It's for Yitzchak. Right? Yisrael, you have the shin for Sarah. Rachel, Reish. Aleph, Avram. Lamed, Leah. Yud, of course, also Yaakov. And Yitzchak, as we say. He says, that's the mashmos. This is who we go to. This is the Yaakov that needs both of those names, Rabbi Yisai. That's what we have here. I don't want to know what the Yetzer is, because then I'll think it's going to change all the time. But we have to accomplish. We have to come into a time of Chanukah and say, no, we're Mahajim and Mahajim Jews. Even Pachim Kitanim, I'm going to be Mahajim. We should be Zoicha for this message to celebrate the difficulty that is the Yetzer Hara and celebrate us conquering it. The two types of Sorosh Shal Esav. And be Zoicha to be as called Tzedek, the Meher of Yamenu. Amen.